Tell me, was it fun playing this game of cat and mouse? You've been probably the most interesting target I think I've ever had. Money spent real well by the clients. And now that you're looking death down in the eye, how do you feel? Oh, you want me to reconsider? You want me to be that good guy? Do you think good guys forget the names of their children? Is that haunting to you somehow? Now that you've been caught. Oh yeah, it's Father's Day, isn't it? Happy Father's Day to me. I caught you. And now you are so, so screwed, aren't you? Chin up. Look at me. Maybe the last time you can look dignified. The request was dead or alive. Which one do you think I should choose? Which one's the best, huh? To remain with your dignity. Or to let me take it all away. No, don't flatter yourself. If this was about defiling you, that wouldn't be the case, would it? I'm not a creep. You can say I'm what I want to be. I'm exactly that. A man living like an animal, except a love for money, a love for losing it, throwing it all away. A world that's always been so convoluted and messed up. What if I never cared about being that stay-at-home, super fancy dad? What if I cared more about my selfish desires? What if that was just me from the start? The true me, the me that doesn't run away from who I am and can look in the mirror and say, well, you never compromise, do you? That's what kind of man is hunting you. And I'm sure you want to make it home for Father's Day, too. Oh, well, that simplifies it. You also don't really care about the holiday, do you? I can say the same. I've never gave a shit about it. And you know why? Not only do I make a terrible father, but also, I don't think I've ever cared about my old man either. Why should I? What happened between us is long in the past, but it doesn't stop things from being so frustratingly mundane. Sure, I don't have a big, long laundry list of reasons to hate the man, just one. Never really being what I needed. So I taught myself, and in a way I have to thank him, I got much better at handling myself by being tossed out and left to the dogs. Because the dogs bite and I bite back. Don't you get it? It's all a matter of the harsh burden of life. And I'm doing no different than he did, making a choice and going with it. Maybe things would be different if she didn't die. Oh, what are you, my therapist? You want to know who died, who left me behind? How quaint, but I guess on Father's Day, I might as well say it. There was once a lady that I cared about more than anyone else. So much so that I took her last name and I never looked back. I spit in the face of my family, and I became someone who I am today. Perhaps broken, perhaps beaten, but I still never lose. And that's why I can say, regardless of what happened that day, the pain that I pretend not to feel, does it really matter now? And also, you have a lot of concern for someone who's about to kill you. I like that. That avant-garde way of approaching the situation is something I might have done in your shoes at one point. Maybe I'd be trying to figure out my killer. Maybe I'd be using it to get inside their head. Figure out how I could escape from the much stronger, much more dangerous person in front of me, even though the chances are slim to none. Why not take a chance that fate and gambling might just be in your favor at that moment? That's what you're doing, isn't it? Struggling, trying everything you can just to get another moment out of life. A truly self-defeating mentality. But at the same time, I can't slight you for it. It is how we humans are at the end of the day. When you're at the end of the rope, you need something, don't you? What if there's a way out of this situation? Your mind is racing. Shh. No words, just thoughts. Don't you think it's better that way? So you're banking that I care more about your looks, perhaps your personality, and your worth to me over the bounty. Is that what you think I am? Just a lonely man looking to get his rocks off? Is that it? Or is it more that you think that deadbeat like me would take any perfectly adequate type of... You know what, let's not even go there. I'm gonna say, politely, you've got the wrong assassin. Though I do like how much you're trying, putting words in my mouth, trying to make it all about one thing or another. Shh, keep that energy. Don't look scared now. To your very last moment, I want to see you struggle. Why don't we let chance decide, huh? I'm not too much into those cliches that we see on television, on everything. Chance isn't as great as it looks. And yet here we are, you so lost in that moment of feeling like you could get out of this, like there's a real chance that you get out alive. So that's it, huh? Even if you know my history, you'd still make that mistake. It's your life or your life. The only difference is the time frame. So you would rather risk it all like that. A gambler after my own heart. I kind of appreciate that, actually. Quaint. So, what is it then that you really want? Why don't you talk to me and do something like you mean it? Put your money where your mouth is, baby. Why don't you try me? Go ahead. Why don't you step over the edge? You've never done that, have you? Living life afraid of falling, and yet here we are, dancing at the top of a building, one step from death's door. What makes you think I wouldn't let you go when you lean like that? Right off the edge. If my hand loosened, or even if it slipped, you would be gone. A memory. A job well done for me. I admire that. That confidence. In the face of your own demise. Willing to share a dance with your own assassin. The absurdity of it tells a story all its own, don't you think? Well then, we might as well see where this dance goes, shall we? What? Is it so surprising that I would give you that chance that you were looking for? I never said it would be easy for you, and I never said it would be instant. Sometimes the hunt is years in the making. Sometimes it's the broken hearts and the wailing screams that make all the difference in the world. Perhaps this is your lucky day, the jackpot you never knew you were searching for. Or perhaps you're worse down on your luck than I could ever do to you. To have a look like that, how long have they hunted you? I have to know. Must have been a long time given those tired eyes. You don't get much sleep, do you? And yet your beauty is so adequate, so enticing. Your body looks exhausted, as though you were ready to give up everything just to stop having to run. And those eyes, behind all that tiredness, still have the ferocity, of an angry beast unchained yet. Oh, interesting. Out of all my potential victims, all this bounty hunting, assassination bullshit. Out of everyone, you have the most hope in your eyes. Usually it's just pitiful begging for their lives. That never goes anywhere. If you think I'd respond to that, then you think I'm a much more compassionate man than you'd ever take me for. Well, I can't promise tomorrow. Who can? Nobody knows if there's a tomorrow. Not a single one of us. And isn't that the irony? Your assassin telling you life knowledge and preventing you from dying. It's contradictory. The whole nonsense of it. You are dancing in the palm of my hand, and yet you don't seem to fear the predator of the prey that you are. Instead, you seem more acquaint with it, more accepting, more acquainted with your fate. Well, you've never had someone like me on your tail, let me tell you. They don't make them like me. Some cheeky upstart could never do what I do. There's a cleanliness in the art of murder and hunting that they don't have. A pride, not something that I need. I would very much rather give a middle finger up to the skies than ever admit that divine condemnation will ever come to me. If it hasn't now, it definitely won't in the future. And darling, you have bigger things to worry about, don't you? Look at me. That's the spirit. That slight glare, that anger in your eyes, that this might just be the end. And yet that I'm playing with my food. I don't blame you, you're a fierce fighter. And even if you don't have any talent of your own for fighting, well, maybe a little bit, but it's so minuscule. You're lacking. I don't know how you've made it this far, but I'll appreciate it. Tenacity alone carrying you through years of struggling. I wonder why they want you dead. They didn't tell me the information. Why don't you tell me? That simple of a reason, huh? Sticky fingers, is it? Perhaps you have the same problem as me. Avarice, greed, gambling. They do take quite the toll, don't they? At least when they can send someone after you that has a chance of succeeding. Do you know how many times I've been in the crosshairs just like you, just to catch the bullet in my teeth? It's been 50, 60, maybe 100 times. It's as acquainted to me as being the hunter. I, after all, don't pay back my debts because I choose not to. And I know that no matter who they send at me, they'll never succeed. Wouldn't you like to know? You may be someone after my own heart. That love of avarice. But even if you have a love story with good old greed, it doesn't mean Mammon's gonna give you a kiss on the forehead and just tell you you're good to go. The world doesn't work like that, honey. There's a lot to it that you're not accounting for, because you're not thinking about it that way. You're thinking at it purely from your perspective, and that's admirable in its own right. But short-sighted, as I've said, you're not looking at the bigger picture. If you can't survive on your own, would you even want to? Are you actually happy living life the way you have? Half-hearted, half-baked. Is it really a life at all? No, I'm not telling you to let go. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Instead of worrying about that, if you're with me and I choose to have your company, well, I may not be the best man around. In fact, I might just be the worst, the most toxic, the most demanding, and the most cruel. But if you want to live so badly, maybe I should grant your wish. No promises that heart of yours won't be carved out by the end. It is a bit of a history of mine that every single cute stuff I've managed to get my hands on, I've ruined and decimated, taken everything from. But something about you and your confidence that you could match me on such a level, perhaps you've done the same. You've taken, and you've taken, and you've taken more. More than just stealing objects, you seem like you steal hearts. A truly debaucherous, treacherous, and dangerous cute thing you are. What better way to celebrate Father's Day? After all, the holiday wouldn't be something that normally matters to me. I don't give a shit about anyone but myself. And I'd be a terrible dad anyways. It doesn't mean I'm going to take responsibility for the deadbeat I am. When I've got talent, what does it matter what I do? Power, talent, influence. What do you think trumps all of them? Greed, desire, infinite. As it is destructive, corrupting. Everything about it is wrong by moral standards. But I'm not a moral man, and you know that. You've come to that conclusion from the start, haven't you? You've realized what you've got yourself in. One foot in the grave already, and the other foot right here in this moment, looking at me. Wanting that second chance, despite the toxic man you're getting with. Tell me, what do you know about this kind of love story? The darkest ones, the ones meant for the blackest of roses, the ones where at the end of it you're lucky if it's not blue roses blooming. I'm a lot of things, but I don't think I'm abusive. Get that preconceived notion out of your head. Demanding isn't the same as abusing. You see, I prefer to ask nicely, and if you choose not to, you have that choice. It's just given that you're my target, I can't promise you tomorrow at all. But perhaps if you did me a favor, I might just be apt to let it go. Let that lifeline continue far off that palm as long as I deem you fun. Isn't it beautiful? How stupid the logic is. How brainless and hedonistic I am. It works in your favor, so you should be thanking your lucky stars. If it was any other bounty hunter, they wouldn't turncoat on what they believe. But that's just the beauty of it. I don't really believe in any of this nonsense. Good and evil don't exist. It's all just who has the money, who has the power. And if I want the money and power, I'll take it from them. I know who they are, and they know who I am, and they'll have to look the other way if you're on my arm like this. Or better yet, pressed against my lips, or pressed against the door. See, they know better than to take what's mine. That's why hiring me is so dangerous for them, too. Because they know I can find them, and when I do, they're just as likely to be hunted. So they must really want you. What did you steal? At this point, I'm thinking you stole something truly precious. I wonder where you're hiding it. Shall we do an inspection then? Not here. Not even here. You're pretty good at hiding things, and you haven't said anything to give me a hint. I think I prefer it this way. The honesty that we share in the risk of everything ending. Such wonderful body you have. Even if your heart is a muddled mess. Do you often play around with men like me? Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, darling, but this will be thoroughly me toying with you, and not a hint of the other. Don't sigh after one kiss in the neck. That's so innocent of you, it's adorable. I wonder if I can trounce that innocence, corrupt that soul, and while I'm at it, be the figurative devil in your bed. That's the question, isn't it? How far goes the worth of a kiss? How much can you sink from a single one? That saliva trail tells me that you can sink quite far. That expression tells me my touch isn't unwelcome, which is lovely, because I'm not one who's into that other kind of play. The terrible things of the world, I know they exist, I acknowledge them, but I refuse to be that much of a villain. Remember when I said good and evil doesn't exist? I have lied. I'll express it this way. If someone loves you or cares about you at all, then if you share that moment, it means something. If they hate you or they use you, they're even worse scum than me. Those are the people I would slaughter without a second glance. The person who doesn't deserve to look through the mirror ever again. The person that deserves nothing but the suffering of the seeds of which they've sown. And I take it you're not that kind of person. The innocence in your eyes already absolved you. So you don't need to open your mouth for words. You just need to let me taste those lips. Huh?
You're quite a good kisser. Because you don't hold back.
Just as I don't. You have no semblance of self-preservation at this point. Has it all been left in the past when you had a chance of running away? A way out. What is it, darling? What is it that kissing the one who would take your life does for you? Because to me, you seem incredibly into this moment. As if it's what you've always wanted, what you've been waiting for all this time running. Just to be caught. Is this game of cat and mouse so fun to you? Because it is to me. I will not sugarcoat something so honest as this. I can't. Not when you're shaking with honesty from head to toe. That honesty is what I want to taste, to feel, to understand more, don't you think? That's it. Let your honesty come out in a more simple, more carnal way. Isn't that the best? Letting your movements, your gestures, your touch, your taste do all of the light work and I do the heavy lifting. It's a give and take relationship, don't you think? One that you can get behind just fine. You've always been in these, haven't you? On the toxic side of life, and yet I'm less toxic than them. And I'll take that, and I'll hammer it into your body as much as I have to, with words or otherwise. Because that's what you need, isn't it? You need someone to take those complexities and simplify them so horrendously that you can't even know which way's up anymore. That's the honesty speaking, the one without words. The one where I get what I want, and so do you. You didn't think it was over with such an appetizer, did you? Oh, darling, how innocent. Those eyes with slight fear and something else. I'll take good care of them. Don't you trust me? Let's see how far that trust takes you. That's it. Happy Father's Day to me that I found a girl so needy of it. But you're nothing like that, are you? Just rubbing against you like that. Your hands are already against the door. Your legs are quivering as if every inch of your body craves me. Did you just need a good dicking down? Have you been pent up all this time running? Fixated on what would save your life, but never doing what you wanted to do. Namely, giving in to your carnal desires, huh? How does it feel to be so close to getting what you want, yet so goddamn far away? You're at my beck and call, and every little thing I want, I can hold over your head because I have all the power. I'm toxic, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I have all the power in this little relationship as much as you might glare at me and bare your teeth and think you have a say. At this point, you've sold your soul to the figurative devil. But that does come with that pleasure you wanted so badly, doesn't it?
That's it. That is it. What you always wanted, held like a carrot on a stick. How does it feel? Getting thrust into a simple pleasure that you may not have known, but now let's educate that body then, shall we? Hands against the wall, don't make me repeat myself, and that rebellious side coming out in droves, I see, wrapping your arms around my neck. Those nails digging into my skin, is that your revenge? I wonder. Oh, you take it so well. How does it feel being impaled on my cock, and not 25 minutes after you met me? That's it. When instincts take over, do you really care about your life state? Or are you so into getting fucked that you can't think about those impurities anymore? It's just how life has been, this fucked up life we live. You take it so pretty, don't you? How badly did you need this? As pent up as me. You've got some guts saying that. Take it all. That's it. Good girl. Your legs are shaking. Are you sure you can stand like that? Well, who am I to argue with what you say? Oh, sorry, sloppy seconds are a bit of a specialty of mine. And now that I've got you firmly in my arms, I can pick you up and slam you down, whether your legs give out or not, whether you can walk for a few weeks or not. I don't care. You'll be taking the stick morning, noon, and night. Oh, you take it so well, like a beast scrawling out your nails on my back while your threat of orgasm keeps building. With each time I thrust myself all the way into you, with each time I manhandle that body, I teach you something, don't I? I teach you what it means to love a man, what it means to be made love to. I'll rewire your brain a few times over until you get it. You're mine like a pet. No, like a caged animal, like a beast that gets all of the burden, because I said so, and because you're mine now. Your life is in my hands, and your body, your orgasm is in my hands. I can feel you, each thrust, driving you up the wall, lost in that feeling. You can't get anywhere else. I bet you've never fucked your assassin before, huh? Or is this a bit of a commonality with you?
You do feel good. That tightness is so good. So perfect a match for my big, fat, juicy cock deep inside you, huh? Yeah, you like that. You like to ride it, don't you? That full feeling got you going wild. Not thinking about well-being, but thinking about getting off. And these hands around your neck just cement that. Your self-preservation is fucked. And I love that about you. As long as you can get off, you do it even at the end of the rope. You're so into this moment, and I am too. Filling you up feels right. Don't hate me too much if I do more than just fill you with seed. I don't think there's any going back, baby. I've already came inside you once. I might as well do it again. Kiss me if you dare. Even I have to admit, you're a good fuck, and you're not that bad at the other stuff either. Congratulations, you've guaranteed yourself tomorrow. Unless I change my mind, baby. But you don't get a good fuck like that just every day. No, that's something that comes once in a very long time. Maybe once in a lifetime. You're lucky, aren't you? Is that how you survive so long? Maybe I'll take you to the slots next. See how good your luck can withstand. I won't have to keep you on a collar and leash, will I? You already know where you're at just by being on my arm. See, it's symbolic, isn't it? That necklace might as well be your collar. My hands might as well be your leash wrapped around your neck. At any moment, I could take from you everything. And yet, at any moment, I could give you everything you could want to. Your eyes say you're conflicted. You didn't know it could be this good being at the edge of everything. Getting fucked like an animal. And then being treated like one. No, it's nothing like sexist. That's not how I view it. Not at all. The only reason why I have all the power over you is because you, by all accounts, should be dead. I'm glad you're not. But that means that I'll be requesting things for your continued existence. And I think you understand the concept. You look surprisingly all right with this. Well, good. It works out, because I wouldn't want you to feel like I've taken something unfairly. Isn't it a small price to pay for your life? Giving a father on Father's Day a good time. But that aside, I don't expect you to forgive me. I don't try and justify my means. I am a bad man by many people's definition of the word, and you're free to see me as that. You're even free to try and kill me. And if you succeed, congratulations, you won't have me after your ass. But I'm sure they're going to send someone else. So choose wisely what you do. Also, if I find you trying to kill me, I might just get tired of it and kill you then.
All's fair in love and death, as some would say. And perhaps this is the start of something more serious. You're free to delude yourself into thinking that. Or maybe it's just a continued fling, lost to semblance or any sort of logic. Just as long as it feels good, lost in that moment, the most innocent and most corrupt action a human can take, making love with purposes indistinguishable from what might be considered love or hatred. Whichever one I am to you, I accept it. If I am the figurative devil of your story, or the god, I don't care which, because either way, you're stuck with me. And I'm sure you can put two and two together to understand where all this is going. Can't you?